The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. It's football time in Houston. Tonight's guest, Brian Cushing. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu.
I'm like a quarterback with the hands on the helmet. Like, I can't hear the audibles. Oh, my gosh. The signals. It's loud in here.
It was loud here. It wasn't so loud in Cincinnati with those fans.
It was dead quiet.
You could hear a pin drop.
Oh, that was beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Still basking in the glow of that victory. How about that, fans? The Texans beating the Bengals on Monday night. I am so pumped up for the New York Jets tomorrow, but I'm still so happy about Cincinnati. I hope I don't have any, like, big game win hangover. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no big game. But you know what? We're not off of Cincinnati. Can we still be on to Cincinnati
No, we cannot. It's over.
We got to be on to the Jets. Also a big Monday night game the last time the two faced each other, the Texans and the Jets, 2012.
Oh my gosh. Very good. I'm supposed to be the Texans historian. What are you doing to me?
Sorry.
Okay.
It's all you.
In that game against the Bengals, now Bill O'Brien the next day talked about a bunch of plays that he called wrong because even though it was a masterpiece, offensively it wasn't quite. So he was asked this very interesting question about the play calling.
Did you call any good plays?
A few. George calls all the good ones.
That was, of course, the voice of John McClain first. Did you call any good plays? You know, George is George Godsey, the offensive coordinator, so Bill O'Brien gave him credit for the good plays.
And Bill O'Brien in a great mood this week, so
absolutely.
Nice to see.
Even though, you know,
that was him in a good mood.
We're down to a quarterback that was traded away at, you know, the last time we saw him here, 2014, but he's back, and it's T.J. Yates. He's a folk hero here in Houston, and once again comes up with a big win.
That's right, and a familiar face in Sunday's game, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Bill O'Brien said he really enjoyed coaching him. Except for one thing.
You know, look, I enjoyed coaching him. I know George enjoyed coaching him. Good guy, great family. The only problem with Fitzy was that he went to Harvard. That was the only problem. That was it.
Yeah, I don't know how the public responds to Ivy League rivalry trash talk.
They're really into it.
Yeah.
The Brown guys, the Harvard guys.
But I don't even know anything about the Ivies, but do you think Harvard looks at Brown as a big rival? It's kind of like Harvard is the New York Yankees,
the big
and everybody
brother.
Considers them their rival. It's like, no, it's nothing. Are you kidding?
They all get into it. It's really fun to watch. And Ryan Fitzpatrick has such a great sense of humor about it, too. His beard is getting quite long, isn't it?
People are living in there, I think. Okay. Now, next up. This happened, okay, in the post-game celebration. Bill O'Brien was joyous, of course. And this is our pump the brakes moment presented by Brake Check when Bill O'Brien rewards the guys in a very interesting way. They get to wear sweats on the plane.
That's really exciting. And I wanted to wear sweats on the show, but Mark wouldn't let me.
Yeah.
I thought that would be a great celebration.
You've got
of
like the Mary Hart Entertainment Tonight legs, okay, from the 80s.
I could hike them up a little bit to stay in the vein.
I'm not
going to
wear sweats on the show. But, like, on it, you know, I still kind of, it's not like I dress up for an airplane ride, but for the team I do, of course. But even if I'm flying solo somewhere, I kind of put on a jacket. I'm that guy. I'm kind of weird that way.
Well, it used to be ties. Now it's just a jacket. And we asked Dwayne Brown about it via phone for his show. And he said, you know what, in that moment, Bill O'Brien could have said anything and we would have been that excited.
Yeah.
So I think the excitement was pretty much, he nailed it on the head.
Everybody gets a candy bar. It's great. Yeah. But, you know, seriously, it's what you call a short week because we were on the airplane with them and you come back overnight. We got back at, 4:30 in the morning whatever.
It was really early. And thank goodness it was a win because that sort of propels you through the week. But the exhaustion has to have set in for the coaches.
36 hours after the game, you're back there on the practice field getting ready for the Jets. And the Jets, you know, they're a tough team to beat, okay?
Yeah, so why didn't we get a bye week after the Monday night game?
I don't know.
Who puts in these
requests,
right?
I know. How about that? That would have been a lot better. But we've got a great show for you tonight. Brian Cushing is here. How about that, fans? So looking forward to that. The man from New Jersey, where the Jets happen to play. But first, what do we got?
Oh, we ask burning questions every week, and this week is no different with Would You Rather?
Would you rather be stuck in a broken elevator or a broken ski lift?
Elevator.
Broken elevator for sure. I'm really scared of heights, so I mean I'll probably be up in the elevator, but I wouldn't know how I'm up.
I've been on an elevator before. It depends on how many people is on there with me and who it is. I was stuck on an elevator with like 10 other football players. That was traumatizing.
Broken ski lift, just because you're outside enjoying the weather.
Broken elevator. Eventually someone will come and get me out, so I'd rather be, at least I know I'm safe and sound.
Probably ski lift. At least I'll be able to get some fresh air.